It was Rachel Mirapol's first case out of NYU Law School. The attorney for the Center for Constitutional Rights says her first client was a Turkish man whose landlady reported him to the FBI shortly after the attacks.
Indicating that she rented her apartment to several Middle Eastern men, that they were good tenants and they paid their rent on time, but they were Middle Eastern, and if they turned out to be terrorists and she didn't say anything, she would feel terrible.
He was sent to a detention center for 5 months before being deported. She reached a $1.2 million settlement 2 years ago with the U.S. government for a half dozen men like her first client. Her passion for prisoners' rights stems from what happened to her own family as the granddaughter of Ethel and Julius Rosenberg.
When you have an individual under the complete authority of the state, it's a situation that just cries out for abuse.
Monica Miller, WCBS 880 News. Rachel Mirapol says that shortly after the attacks, some men of Arab and South Asian descent disappeared. The Center for Constitutional Rights lawyer says that they later discovered these men were swept up by local and federal authorities, most of them detained for minor immigration violations.
They had overstayed their visa, maybe they were working without papers.
It's unclear how many people were swept up in the raids nationwide. Her clients reported being tortured and held in maximum confinement before being deported.
Estimates are about 1,200, I believe, across the country. Nobody was charged with anything in connection to 9/11 of that group.
About a half dozen of her clients settled a lawsuit 2 years ago with the U.S. government for more than $1 million. Monica Miller, WCBS 880 News.